Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson in for Roland Jacopetti on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, we have Sonoma County musician Dave Monterey, whose new band Heartwood Crossing makes their debut at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Saturday, March 23rd. Welcome, Dave.
Thanks, Charlie. Nice to be here.
How are you?
You know, I'm doing good.
Excellent.
It's not raining outside right now, so I'm really enjoying the sun.
Absolutely. So Heartwood Crossing, sounds like this is a new group, but you have been a musician for many years, I'm going to guess.
Going back. You got it.
And this group is you and Tim Sheehan.
Mm-hmm.
And sounds like you guys are basically musical brothers. How far back do you go with Tim?
We talk about being brothers from another mother. Gosh, it's been over 40 years. I've been playing in bands on and off with Tim Sheehan, and he certainly is my brother. We co-write together. We love to harmonize. We started a group called the Stingrays about 8 years ago, and we've had fantastic violin players as a piece of that, bass and drums. But this new group that I'm so excited about, the debut of Heartwood Crossing, it's something special, and it's coming up. So that's why I'm here making it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tell me about the band. Tell me about the sound and what people can expect when they come see you.
You know what we call it is original rockin' Americana. We are one of the Sonoma County bands that really focuses on original material, and it's a very exciting opportunity for us. Aside from the rhythm section, the bass and drums, having guitars that duel with a violin is really an extraordinary piece that we've settled in on with what we do. Tim and I were looking for another songwriter to join us. This has been a couple years in the process.
Mm-hmm.
We managed to come to, we were at KRCB doing a fundraising drive at a certain point. And there was the band had just been on in the broadcast room. We left, we went out to the green room, and voila, we met another songwriter by the name of Emily Lois. And
mm-hmm.
It was so neat to have, hey, we've been looking for another songwriter, and this was a female singer-songwriter, Emily was. And basically, we exchanged CDs so we could see, well, how do they measure up? Is this what we want?
Right.
You know? And the rest is history. That was probably 3-4 months ago, and we've since changed the name. We've morphed from the Stingrays
mm-hmm.
to Heartwood Crossing, and we've got this debut gig coming up on March 23rd. In Occidental, at the Occidental Center for the Arts, and I'm very excited about it.
Yes, that debut on March 23rd, it's $15. That includes a CD.
Yes, it
does. So you guys have already recorded some music.
Well, we have five songs in the can, so it's what I would call an EP.
There you go. Not a bad deal, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Well, what's it like when it clicks like this musically? You've been doing this many years. I can tell you're very excited. Obviously, this is something that has just clicked for you. How do you explain the groove that you get into when you do something like this?
Well, you know, there's a couple of different levels of it. One of them is the songwriting aspect. And there's a lot of songwriters out there. But, you know, from the sort of Bob Dylan school of writing, I look for somebody that's got some real good content to their writing. And so, you know, to find somebody, you know, both Tim and Emily, that I can work with and really feel inspired about. There's that aspect. Then there's the sort of synergy that happens when you play with other musicians. You know, having that violin in there, having the ability to have the guitars interplay together and the bass and the drums. It's hard to describe to someone who's not a musician, but that feeling of producing, that cooperatively producing music on stage is just, I don't know, it resonates inside my heart. It provides that feedback loop with the audience.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Great. And it sounds like there's going to be a dance floor. We're going to get some people
there
moving.
There will be some opportunities to dance if you're feeling it. Yes.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Dave, for coming in. Really excited to hear Heartwood Crossing. If you want to hear him, see him on March 23rd at the Occidental Center for the Arts, 7 p.m., $15. You get a CD. Dave, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Charlie. Really appreciate it.
All right. I am Charlie Swanson, in for Roland Jacopetti for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.